Pepper, last year when Ron Brace was on the field, I think it would be tough to argue that the results were entirely positive. The Buffalo game, for instance, last year was one that he seemed to struggle. What's been the main difference for him this year? I mean, he looks productivity-wise, looks almost like a different player.
Just, I guess, maturing. I thought Ron, and you know, I didn't view him as being so bad last year in the Buffalo game, but it's just young cats. Some guys mature a lot faster than others, and I don't mean that as far as him, you know, being a young guy. He's never been a guy that's playful. He's just learning the game a lot better, the professional game, a lot better now.
When a guy comes in as a rookie, do you have to fight against judging them for what they are, but instead judge them for, like, what they're going to be in a year or 2 years? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if judging is a good word or a word that I would want to use, but I think, you know, the players that Coach brings in here, they have a good grasp of the game, and I don't think it's that hard for us to try to turn our techniques and focus, you know, into their game. You know, I try to work with all the players as far as can I work with some of their attributes and how can I get them to doing stuff and with our philosophy and our techniques and stuff like that. Hopefully that answers the question.
Hey, Pepper, looking at the Dolphins on tape and being a guy who played for Bill Parcells and with the Jets and the Giants, can you see some of the traits of a Bill Parcells team from these Dolphins? And if so, what are some of the things that really maybe stick out above all else as common threads?
Running the ball. You know, they run the ball. They got two backs over there waiting for those guys to just say they want to retire. Well, I know Ronnie is still young and is young in age, but Ricky is not. They're not skipping a beat. And those guys, they have a little tandem over there that, you know, it's hard. It's hard. And now they have with Coach Henning, it just took take their game up another notch. It's just. So many different spins, so many different ways that they get those guys the ball. And I'm quite sure, you know, with the combination of Parcells and Coach Henning, that's why they're doing some of the things they're doing.
With Coach Parcells stepping aside and going into more of a consulting role, can you talk a little bit about what kind of impact he had on you as a guy and as a player and all that?
What Coach Parcells had on me was day one, and when we all the draft picks, he got us all in one room, and he just told us we all a bunch of crap. He said we don't need, you know, we won a lot of ball games around here, and none of you guys are really needed around here. You could just join in wherever you could find a spot, and that was like the end of the meeting. Then he got up and walked away. And he was, you know, he was a hard and tough cookie to deal with from day one. And, you know, he kept that going to my last year, year 13. He was still hard on me. I was like, I thought I was going to get a break after the little span in between. But, no, he's the same person.
Pepper, you know, I'm wondering, after some players sign a big contract, There can be a tendency to sort of, I don't know, slack off a little bit. I mean, I think it'll be understandable. Maybe they're not as hungry as they were. Have you seen any of that with Vince? Is his play this year through three games like it was all of last year before the contract and everything?
Not at all. Not at all. Some guys are just true thoroughbreds and love the game. And you have some guys that, you know, whatever drives them, I'm quite sure, you know, you get that sometimes in draft picks. But, no, Vince says he's not a guy that's looking for a paycheck to make his status. He's a guy that's trying to be the the best nose guard to ever play the game. He's trying to make his mark in the league. So, no, not at all.
Pepper, you mentioned Coach Parcells' style. Do you try and coach the same way, or you do it differently?
It's the same, but it's not. I don't really think it's because of Coach Parcells. I think it's something that was just in me. I mean, Coach Parcells was a nice guy compared to my high school coach and kind of sort of my college coach. He's a nice guy compared to those guys, especially my high school coach. So when I got to the league and, you know, some of the stuff that he was saying, it didn't really bother me. And I think one of the best things that I found out about Coach Parcells, I think it was maybe like week 10 or week 11 in my rookie year, that he brought Coach Bobby Knight to one of our games, up to practicing him to one of our games. And, you know, seeing Bobby Knight over there on the sideline, that's the type of guy that I know I could work for. I mean, and Parcells, it's just to see that those two guys was like good friends, and I just figured that, you know, Parcells' philosophy and all that stuff, he carried friends around with him with the same type of philosophy.
Pepper, can you talk about some of the development of some of the younger defensive linemen maybe we haven't seen so much from? Kyle Love, Dedrick, I don't think has been active yet. How are some of the younger guys doing?
I think those guys are doing well. They're making a little progress. It's tough. It's tough sledding for a young guy to come into a situation where you have some established guys that's already on the team. But as soon as those guys, we feel a little bit more comfortable about them and in the game, the teams that we play have a lot to do with it too. You'll see more of those guys. But they're coming along as probably a little better than expected.
Yeah, Pepper, I just, as a former player having been through it, this is a more general question, but Bill Polian said yesterday that they're going, that the idea of an 18-game schedule is fait accompli and it's going to happen. From the perspective of an ex-player who played a lot of seasons in the league, what would your reaction be to that if they added two games to the regular season schedule?
Basically, I mean, I just close my mouth and just, play a 18-game schedule. I mean, I personally think the guys need the four preseason games. I wish, we could go out there and, and play a little harder for the preseason games because it's nothing like football. There's no other way of getting in football shape than playing football. But if you start an 18-game season, it's just going to be those first couple of games of the season is still going to be, not as precise football as you're going to want it to be. But I don't think it's really going to make much of a difference. It's just, I think that's all for the fans and in that aspect of it. I don't know if it's going to matter one way or another, to the players. So a guy like myself that like to play football, it's just, you just adding more football games that, okay, I welcome that. But, and now coaching football, it just means that we just get getting down to the nitty gritty a little faster. But taking away the preseason games, just starting the season earlier, I don't know if that's, where, we really benefit from.
All right, thanks, Pepper. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Pepper.
Thank you.